Dwink, the Deputy Director of National Park Service. We welcome you to our first panel, and you have the stage all to yourself. We do have your prepared testimony. It will be made part of the record as if actually read, and you may proceed as you desire.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For this opportunity to appear before this committee to present the Department of Interior's views on the implementation of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, commonly known as NAGPRA, I will submit my full written statement for the record and summarize the Department's views in my oral remarks. The Department of Interior has had responsibility for the administration of NAGPRA since the Act was passed in 1990. In 2000, in order to better concentrate our efforts and serve the NAGPRA constituents, the National NAGPRA program was separated from the National Park Service NAGPRA, and in 2004, both programs were separated from the National Park Service Archaeology Program. The National Park Service NAGPRA program is located in Denver, near many tribes. The National Park Service NAGPRA program works with and through the parks to consult with tribes, make decisions of cultural affiliation of human remains, and address claims for two cultural items. The National Park Service has published many notices of inventory completion for human remains and notices of intent to repatriate on claims for cultural items. Consultation is ongoing for pending notices, and we anticipate publication of these notices in this fiscal year. The National NAGPRA program is administered by the National Park Service but operates as an omnibus program to facilitate the notices of publication of all federal agencies and museums. The National NAGPRA program maintains databases of the compliance documents submitted in the NAGPRA process, summaries, inventories, and notices. It is the goal of the National NAGPRA program to have all those documents publicly accessible in databases by the end of this fiscal year. The National NAGPRA program also provides staff support to the NAGPRA Review Committee and to the Assistant Secretary in the civil penalty process. It also administers a grants program to fund projects of tribes and museums and provides training across the country for constituents. The NAGPRA grants program had a 100% increase in grant applications in fiscal year 2009. In fiscal year 2009, 200 notices were published, bringing to 800 the number of notices published since 2004 out of a total of 2,000 notices published since 1992. There is a minimal backlog of remaining notices where consultation is still ongoing. If a tribe is concerned that a federal agency or museum is not making a factual determination, which is preventing repatriation, they may bring a dispute to the review committee. If there is a complaint about compliance regarding a museum, an allegation of a civil penalty may be sent to the NPS director using the template provided on the National NAGPRA website. The complaint will be investigated by National NAGPRA. These dispute resolution mechanisms are actively used by the tribes. The Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act established a fair process for resolving the repatriation of Native American human remains and collections and the claims of tribes to cultural items and control the federal agencies and museums. The Department of Interior is pleased to administer NAGPRA programs in each of the interior agencies and to support the work of the National NAGPRA program. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my statement. I'd be pleased to answer any questions that you or other members of the committee may have.